Hello, 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 ho, 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 hello, ho, 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 hello, ho, 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 hello, hello, hello. Good morning, everybody. It's Dave Weiner here. It's about 8:15 a.m. Eastern time today. Coming to you from St. Augustine, Florida. During the Christmas season, I wrote a piece saying, I wish I had looked it up. It's funny, when I open up these morning coffee notes, I don't always, as a matter of fact, like, I never know what's coming out of my mouth right at the very beginning. It's usually just a warm up my mouth type thing, and today a Christmas carol came out. It was, Joy to the World, but with, like, revised and simplified lyrics. Lyrics being, hello, hello, hello. As you just heard. Anyway, this is the unusual morning coffee notes. It's going to probably be a brief one. And I'm not driving, although it may sound like I am in the background. That's the fan in the room. You know, we're still having, like, this is summer weather here. The high today is going to be in the high 70s or lower 80s, and I've really finally gotten acclimated to this. At first, it didn't feel all that comfortable, but then I've really gotten used to it, and I enjoy the heat. It's a very nice feeling. Just in time, of course, for the heat to end. For two reasons. One is that I'm traveling north. And so, you know, in January, one would expect that it would be kind of cold up north. In Washington and New York City and places like that. Boston. I'll be up in Boston before the end of this month. And then the other reason is that there's a cold front coming in, and all that wet weather that's been happening out on the West Coast is apparently on its way. Well, of course it's on the way east. And at some point, my existence will coincide with it, and there you'll have it. So I sat down just now and thought, before I did this, decided to do this, this audio post, I thought that I would write an essay, but it would have begun like this, something like this, that I loved reading the New York Times when I was a kid. It was sort of the way I judged professional writing. I didn't quite necessarily see it as something that I wanted to do. At some level I did, because as an adult I do want to do what I was, that kind of writing, and I often try to do that. And one of the coolest things they did in the Times was have editorials that weren't about the weighty issues of the day, nor did they attempt to relate the stories in any way to the news of the Times. They were just little stories about, you know, life in their part of the world. It could be, in fact, usually was about life in New York City, since it's called the New York Times. But sometimes it would be life on the beach. Sometimes it would be taking a walk in the woods in Connecticut. Just sort of little paintings of word paintings with that just sort of said, here are the colors of our day. This is what our day feels like. You know, what is it like to ride on the subway train in the middle of the night? What's it like? They might easily have written an editorial piece about what was it like to ride home from a baseball game at Shea Stadium into Manhattan. I thought, there's just something really nice about that. So my day, now I'm a vagabond. On checking into this hotel in St. Augustine, I gave them my Hilton Honors card, which is a good at all, and there are a lot of brands of Hilton, believe me. Hilton's a big chain of hotels, and when I was at the Hilton Garden Inn in Grand Forks, North Dakota, in August, they asked me if, hey, you want to sign up for this, and it sounded like a pretty good deal, and I did. And anyway, yesterday I showed them my blue card, and they said, oh, you're entitled to a silver card now. So it gives you an idea of like what my lifestyle has been like. Every day is a routine. Check into the hotel, plug in my computer, get on the internet, check my email, maybe go out for a walk if I haven't already done my walk that day. And then eat some food, watch some TV, check my email again, go to sleep, get up, make some coffee, check my email, take a shower, use the little shower, the little shampoo things in the bathroom. I mean, it's become a routine. I've been doing this, for pretty close to a month now, I guess. It's getting pretty close. And, it's like any lifestyle. It's got its ups and its downs. The nice thing is that I get to see lots of new places. I've gotten to see lots of people. And most important for me, I love the long driving. I just love driving 300 miles a day and waking up and doing it again tomorrow. There's just something about it. I went for years without road trips, many, many years, decades even, without taking any road trips. So maybe what I'm doing is making up for lost time, and we're making up for, you know, just sort of letting things average out, and maybe next year I'll be doing something else. But no, nothing of great earth-shaking import here other than, it's a lifestyle. Another thing worth noting is that today is the third anniversary of the shipment of Radio 8. And I had dinner last night with Rogers Cadenhead, who amazingly lives in St. Augustine. And St. Augustine is a town I like to go through. I used to come here a lot, and I just like the place. It feels good. It's a bit homey, actually. And I kind of know where everything is, and I love the beach, and so I had dinner with him last night, and we talked about the shipment of Radio 8 and what that was like and why it was so cool, and it was a little melancholy. I kind of felt like, wow, you know, I hope I do one of those again. It was fun. It was fun to, you know, it was a long tease. It was a solid product development effort. We really knew, the air conditioner just kicked out. So it gets quiet. It gets very quiet now. It was a long product development cycle, but we knew exactly what we wanted to do. And we did it, and it worked well, and the product was very popular at the gate. So gotta love that. So not much else to say. Talked with Dave Jacobs yesterday. Dave is my friend. Who had the kidney transplant. He called me from Moscone Center, where Macworld Expo was taking place. And so you can tell that, you know, he's getting better. I mean, he's up and around. When I saw him in San Francisco in mid-December, he wasn't going to any Moscone Center. So it's good to see him doing so well. I thought the Apple products announced yesterday were interesting. I think the new iPod is a natural for podcasting, and therefore good. I don't really have much use for a page layout program. It's just don't see that in my future. And but $500, it's going to be hard to say no. I mean, I've been sort of. I promised my readers that if John Kerry won the presidential election that I would get a Macintosh. And Kerry, of course, didn't win. I didn't say that if Kerry didn't win, I wouldn't get a Macintosh. So, the temptation is still there. And especially when I see, you know, all the cool podcasting stuff people do with the Macintosh, although I think I've kind of got my shtick pretty well, you know, put together here. on Windows. I have very simple needs for podcasting. I basically just put on some headphones and talk into the microphone and hit save and publish it. It's not a big deal. I guess there's one more thing I wanted to talk about, which is the proposal that I put up on Scripting News yesterday. You know, I called it the Yahoo problem, and Jeremy Zawadny, who works at Yahoo, took exception to that and did it in kind of a like mean way, made it personal, which is unfortunate because there's been way, way too much of that in RSS land. That just, it's like, why escalate so quickly, and why, you know, risk the reputation of your company that way? I mean, you know, someday it may happen that you'll insult the wrong person. You know, you'll trash the wrong person. In any case, the problem is aptly called the Yahoo problem. It's because that's their logo. That's everywhere. It says on it Yahoo. I mean, if they didn't want like to be in everybody's face, and then they shouldn't have done what they did. I mean, that's the whole thing. The whole thing is that we're being forced to look at their name in all kinds of places where it doesn't belong. It, you know, RSS was not created by Yahoo. There are many other choices for ways to consume RSS than Yahoo. Yahoo isn't particularly open about the data that it accumulates, so it's not like it's a public service that to contribute your data to Yahoo. You're basically contributing that to Yahoo, and you know, apparently they're not even paying for those. Those are ads, and it increases their brand identity. Plus, they're really, 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 really ugly. I mean, even they're so ugly that even Yahoo has apparently decided they're too ugly to be used on their own site. They've shortened them on their site. They now say, they have the letter Y and a plus, and that's all it is. It's, they don't spell it out. You know, go look at the page I pointed to with, do I even remember? I mean, that shows you how bad it is, because I remember their logos, but I don't remember the page that was pointing to them. Was it WebMD? No, I think WebMD. I'm looking right now. They did not use their logo, the Yahoo stuff, or did they? Hold on. Page is loading right now. No, they didn't. They used the white on orange XML button, but they have a NewsGator. So they decided the NewsGator was the one that everybody should use, and they have a list of readers, and as usual, it's very selective. It's definitely not fair. Let's see. CNN, right. CNN had, let's see if we can get the page to load quickly enough. I can count them. The number of different Yahoo ads are in there. Right. So it's, wow. One for every feed, basically. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Yahoo ads on that page. And according to Zawadny, they didn't pay for them. So, you know, got to wonder if these guys are, what they're saying to them. But anyway, it's a bad idea. It's ugly, and it's not going to work long term. Yahoo, sure, they're throwing their weight around now, but there are bigger companies than Yahoo, and they'll throw their weight around. And it's, you know, I don't know. The internet, did Yahoo come in and sort of like take over HTTP? I guess in a way they did. But did they do it in such an exclusionary way? Could another company do what Yahoo has done here? And when asked to discuss it, they get rude about it. They can't really mean it. Zawadny has to be acting on his own. Anyway, because I can't believe it. Yahoo is a good company. I use their products. I spend money on Yahoo products. I use them for all kinds of things, and I'm generally I'm happy with the service. If a server goes down, I figure, well, you know, that happens. I don't think of Yahoo as being. I think of Yahoo as being a good company, not a bad company. But in the RSS space. That experience is contradicted. They are not a good company in this space. They act like slobs and like bullies. And anyway, so the solution is to take, in my opinion, is to take what they do and debrand it and make it general so that it can work for everybody, and use the standards that already exist for exchanging subscription lists in the aggregator space. And we're lucky we have those standards, and we should use them. And I have a plan. I know it will work. I've been around the block, this block, over and over again for years and years. There aren't any more surprises left here. We've barked up every blind alley. We basically know where what works and what doesn't work. And so having another debate is pointless. And so, you know, if you are hearing this and you work at one of the vendors, and one of the companies or people or projects that creates a aggregator, could you please take a look at the proposal? You go to www.reallysimplesyndication.com today, and it's the top item on that site. If you're listening to this later, today is the 12th of January, so you can like sort of loop back through the archive and find this this thing today. And if you're not working at one of the vendors, but you think that this is you'd like to see this problem solved in a general way, you don't want to see Yahoo be the only aggregator, or people to think that Yahoo is the only aggregator that's out there, or if you prefer another one, or if you think that just in general it's a good idea for the companies to work together, then, you know, link to my proposal on your blog and say that you like it, and then track back to it so that your post shows up in the track back list on www.reallysimplesyndication.com. And if you have a comment about it, post your comment there. I'm not going to delete any comments. I know there'll be some flames, and I know there'll be some people who ignore the request that we only talk about how to do it, not whether we should do it or whether there's a better way to do it. I know people will ignore that. I'm not going to delete their posts. We aren't going to have a flame war there, but maybe this time we'll solve some problems. And it would be really cool if Yahoo, instead of being dismissive, would listen. We fought that battle, by the way, with Microsoft, and it worked. You know, Microsoft is using RSS 2.0. They're not screwing around with it. They're doing a marvelous job, and I think they're being far more competitive because of it. And it's just great to see that happen, and it'd be a good thing to see in more different places. So, anyway, I promised that today this would be a short one, and so it is. I'll have another one probably pretty soon. I'm doing, of course, driving, and so therefore doing a lot of thinking, and just never know when you'll see another Morning Coffee Notes there on Scripting News. So, hope you all have a great Wednesday, and great January. Hope you don't get too wet, and try to stay warm, and see you again real soon, okay? Bye-bye.